Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
I am going to have a strongly worded word.
I'm writing a letter.
No, that really, that pisses me off, because during the quarantine, obviously I was recording a lot and I had to buy some from time to time, but then I wasn't using it as much. I think once Ron and I started actually recording together again and my hours went up, mm-hmm. I had like 30 hours of recording time to use. I don't know why I don't anymore, and that pisses me off.
Jeff Mears' Joey sound really weird.
Am I low?
Maybe.
It might just be my phone. I don't know. Everybody sounds...
You are on the phone instead of a laptop or a computer, so...
Wait a minute. This stuff now works with this system now works with phones? That's cool.
Yeah, no, it works with Google, just Google Chrome.
No, of course, because, you know, Apple and issues.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I know they've been trying to do with...
They've been saying that for the last 3 or 4 years. No, yeah, if Zencaster can't crack it, these guys can't crack it.
Oh, good point. But you know what? They have started video recording, apparently. It's still in beta, but... Mm. Oh, and maybe since they started that, it just restarted everything. I don't know. I'm going to email them and I'm going to figure something out, because
you're going to the top.
Going somewhere. Hi, Chris. How you doing,
bud? Hi. I'm doing good.
Long time no talk.
We're recording.
Yes, exactly. Because I have to pay the $5.
Pay the $5. It starts.
Yeah, $5, $5, right?
Weird how that works. So, this is the Chitty Chats. It's just a fun, loving time.
Yeah. Good thing to do at the end of the day.
Yeah, it really is. Just a good talk sesh.
With an angry Gennaro.
Look, if you had 30 hours available to you 1 minute and then you don't the next, I'd be mad. You'd be mad too. You know you would.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
He's just glad it's not him.
Exactly.
Yeah, Joey's handling it way better than I would.
Well, you know what? Maybe this morning I woke up and I had an odd sense of like foreboding all day. Don't know why. Never really figured it out. My dad was supposed to take Cassie to school because apparently the school bus system, they were like running not enough drivers today. Mm-hmm. So he was supposed to come and pick her up. He completely forgot until like 5 minutes before she was supposed to be at school. Thankfully, it's all within like 15 minutes. So she wasn't like, I don't think she was actually late. But then the rest of the day, it was just like, I don't know. There was just something in the air. Like, I just wasn't. I don't know. Maybe this is it. Maybe this was just weighing on me. I knew this was going to be a problem.
Or craziness happened with people wanting Tony Stark back from the
But that's just, though. Yeah. That's, just, I don't, that's so I will say one thing good about being part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network is that I get news now, mm-hmm. instead of waiting. Or I give fake news. I don't know.
You give us the fake news.
I mean, Travis. Ron. Last night I saw a fan made picture of Lock and Key season 2, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
It was pretty convincing.
It really was convincing. So I posted it on our chat. I did. I posted it on the chat, and then I immediately looked at it again. I'm like, oh no.
And I don't know Travis what's worse, posting bad news or hashtag pull to Greg.
Probably. See, the pull to Greg is funny because it's always the same news twice.
Yep.
The fake news is the bad part, I think. Although Travis called me out like it's becoming a habit. It's twice. It's been twice.
I've had that happen. Hey, I pulled a Greg and myself. So
I saw that. That was funny.
He said, "Didn't you post that yesterday?" And then Travis has the audacity to like screenshot it, put it into the chat. It's like, "Yep, that was me."
Technically, it was two different stories.
No, I don't believe in that. That's a crutch. I will gladly own up to it. I don't need a crutch.
Fair.
That's for some people in the network that need that pat on the back.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I love it.
Oh, so yeah. So what's been going on, guys? Chris, what's been going on with you?
Well, let's see. It's getting close to summer, so you know, I've got a month and a half left of like people in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I still work during the summer since I'm 12 months, so it's just like
Not as hard though. Like you have some those 3 months are pretty easy for you.
Oh, I mean, it's just I keep telling people, "Are you looking forward to spring break?" No, because I have to come back at that point. And you know, you all come back. The summer is when I really get work done, and I can finally like this is like last summer doesn't really count. Because COVID and everything.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you're off for a while.
Yeah, COVID's still around, but it's just, it feels like we're getting near the end, so I can actually feel like there's a summer instead of wondering what's going to happen.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, it's weird. We got like a cold snap down here, and it's cold after like 3 weeks of being warm.
I mean, we got snow for the past 2 days, so we feel you.
Yeah, you're here in Indiana. I had this happen to me. I don't think I said it in the chat, but I went out to my car or my truck the other day after it snowed, and I'll send this one to Ron in an email. I'll send this one or messaging. I'll send this one to you too, Chris. My tree had kind of drooped onto my truck. Because of the snow, because you know, the trees were warm and started to blossom, and I walk out, open up the garage door, and that's the picture I saw. You'll see it when it comes to you.
Yeah.
It was fun. Snow. I mean, it's snow. Like, you know what you expect.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's. I mean, snow in April. I remember.
Oh my.
We went to Star Wars Celebration in Chicago last year around this time, and we were watching the weather the entire weekend because we were going to be there for I think Saturday or Sunday. And we're like, "Oh, it's not gonna be a big deal. It's gonna be like 50s all weekend, should be fine." Shorts, t-shirt, I took shoes because we're walking out convention. Not gonna be a big deal. Sunday morning comes and it's snow, and we're talking to people at the convention, and they're like, "Yeah, it's been saying that all week. It's going to snow this weekend." It's like, where? We were looking at the apps. Nothing said it was going to snow.
You weren't looking at the right app, apparently.
Apparently not.
It's that Weather Channel app you're looking at, that crazy Weather Channel app that'll say it's going to be sunny all day, and then there comes rain like half the day.
Well, you saw the weather I put in from the weather app that I put on the chat the other day with
the question marks.
No, and then unknown. It's like, wait, hold on.
That's why I said the locusts are coming.
I love it. Ron, how you been?
So about an hour before you sent me that link for this, Charity calls me and she's like, "So got into an accident."
Oh
no.
And I'm like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, "What happened?" And she's like, "Well," she's like, I think she said she was on Coliseum and rear-ended somebody.
Oh no.
And I'm like, "Oh yeah, what were you doing?" And she's like, "Well," it's like, "I was heading over to Nays because they're leaving for Florida tomorrow." Okay. Or no, New Orleans. They're leaving for New Orleans tomorrow.
Okay.
And she was going over there to meet her so they could talk about it. And I'm like, "And were you on the phone?" She's like, "No, it wasn't on my phone." And I'm like, I was like, "Then you were following too close." And she's like, "Well," she's like, "So what happened was." And I'm like, "Yep." And sure enough, she was followed too close, and as soon as they the traffic in front of her stopped abruptly, and the front of her car looks fucked.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she's like, I think it'll be okay. I think I'll just be able to knock the dent out of it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's not so bad. And she
just get a little Bondo on it. It'll be fine.
She sends me a picture, and the front of her car is crunched in like probably 8 inches. Ooh. Like the whole front of it. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do with a crowbar?
There's a lot you can do with a crowbar. Ask Jason. So,
yeah, so she's planning on stopping by here on her way back home so I can take a look at it and see if, you know, it's going to be okay.
Oh, man.
Maybe you looking at it will make it a lot better.
I doubt it. I'm probably going to give her bad news, like, hey, guess what? You're going to have to, you know, take it in and get actual work done to it.
Oh, but she's okay, though.
Yeah. She said she was fine.
Good.
That was the first thing I asked her. And then after that, I, you know, made fun of her for wrecking her car.
You know, loving like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Good boyfriend.
That's right.
Oh, man. So, Chris, we were, okay, so what, a few weeks back we were talking on the Godzilla vs. Kong thing about Legend of Zelda. Mm-hmm. And so definitely had to get Ron on here for that one because he also is a big Legend of Zelda fan.
Yeah.
I think we both got the 25th anniversary posters. I think he got his framed. I still have mine boxed up somewhere.
It'll be unearthed soon.
Well, I have all my posters in one place, but once I can actually get the basement the way I want it, I'll have it hung up.
There.
Maybe over there. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Where?
I
got no room.
Yeah, I like, obviously this wall is full of books. That wall is full of comics. I could go that wall, but I can't actually hang up anything on that wall, really. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
You got to make sure to hide the one where you're trying to escape from the wall, like Shawshank, you know?
Well, that, but I also have to find a spot for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers standee when that comes in next year.
Oh, God.
Yes, that, sir, I got that.
Yeah, no. I don't judge. I'm just more impressed. I know someone that bought it. I no judgment for me whatsoever. It's just more impressive that I can put a name with a face. Yes, he's one of them that bought it.
How could I not? I mean, it would look so, it looks so pretty.
I just hope it's easy assembled at that point. It's not like that cheapo cardboard.
That's going to be a cardboard just fold up thing.
One automatically dented by USPS at that point.
I really hope. Well, because it's supposed to house the books, I'm sure it's going to be a little more durable than cardboard.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Anyway, so Chris, you're close to our age. I think you're
37 about a year now.
Okay, so yeah, you're a year under me anyway. Mm-hmm. Ron's
Joey, you are 37.
I'm gonna be 38 soon.
And he like just 2 months.
Chris just turned 37.
Yeah.
Ah, so then I'm the youngest person here.
Oh, wait, 36, 5?
Yeah, I'll be 37 in October.
Okay. Oh, to be that young again.
Right, yeah.
All the world's ahead of you, man. Oh, what are you going to do with that time?
Do you remember what your first Zelda game was? The one that you actually remember playing?
Yes. My first one was A Link to the Past. Super Nintendo. That was my first. Super Nintendo was my very first game console. I more went over people's houses to play their Segas and their, you know, Nintendo Entertainment Systems. That was a fun Christmas. But yeah, Link to the Past. I friggin' love that game.
Very nice. Ron, what about you?
The original.
Okay.
So when I was little, me and my sister lived, and my mom lived with my grandparents. And their next door neighbor used to watch us when my mom was at work when we didn't have school. And they had the original Nintendo, and that was the only game that they had for it. And I was horrible, but it was a lot of fun to play.
Well, yeah, because you don't know what you're doing. It's not like they gave any sort of instructions with it.
Yeah.
Especially that first one. Like, oh, yeah, you have to go from here to... like the temple one, which is all the way over there. And how do you get over there? I don't know. Figure it out.
You try really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You die a lot.
Yeah.
Definitely died a lot. I remember. So the one I remember that like hooked me was definitely Ocarina of Time.
Oh yeah.
But I do remember playing the second one like a lot.
Like
Link's legit Adventure?
Yeah, Link's Adventure.
Is that the second one for the Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the side scroller.
Oh, that was crap. Well, and I remember
I've never played it just because I've never heard anything positive about it.
Oh, that's because there is nothing positive about it.
There's not a lot of positive. but I do remember just randomly putting in Link as the name one time and then getting all of this stuff and then play. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is great. And started playing and then dying because I didn't realize that when I did that, that's the master mode. Oh. So obviously I died a lot.
You got really excited. I am so going to rock this game. I don't know what anyone's...
Died really quick. No, that game is one of those where I think I tried to do a replay of everything before Link Between Worlds came out. And I skipped over to... Like, I started playing it. I got, like, somewhat decent in, like, lengthwise in it. And I'm like, yeah, this game sucks. I don't know why I'm playing it. But I do, I mean, eventually I will play everyone again from start to finish.
You know, because I do want to
play them all. Yeah, yeah. Podcasting doesn't really give me a lot of time anymore. But I love
reading work.
Work's where I watch my movies and TV shows.
You bastard.
Like tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be watching Falcon and Winter Soldier, maybe if I don't watch it before work. And I'll be watching Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Or today, because this is coming out today.
I'm watching Mortal Kombat tomorrow at 7. Or 7:30. Yeah, we're watching it in the theater.
I'll get there.
I have no expectations of that movie. I'm just looking for really cool fatalities.
It's going to be... Look, it's got to be better than the second one.
No, stop there. Stop there. It doesn't have to be anything, actually. It doesn't have... It is a Mortal Kombat movie. The title says it all.
But you watched the Scorpion's Revenge, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's on HBO Max. Check it out.
The animated one?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I've heard good things.
Yeah, so I watched that the other day, and it was pretty dang good.
But that's the thing. It's just like you're taking a game with a very interesting plot and trying to put it into the movie. That, again, animation, I don't know, gets a pass in the sense of, okay, this works.
It does. Yeah, because the first movie, the original first movie, it somewhat worked for the 90s. I definitely say somewhat because there's a lot of bad in there. The second one, not so much. Although I do remember the
Annihilation?
Yeah, Annihilation was just...
Annihilation was god awful.
Yeah.
which says a lot. Again, it's Mortal Kombat.
But yeah.
But if you really think about it, they could have actually done something decent with the movies.
True. I mean, I love the idea that you have Street Fighter, the movie, and you had Street Fighter, the movie, the game. that is the thing.
I remember that. But that's a perfect example because then, like, what, somewhere in the mid-2000s, they came out with the Street Fighter Chun-Li movie, yeah, which was god-awful.
And then you had Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero, where they tried to make that a thing.
I remember that.
That was the level-based game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, where you had to go through and fight things, and you could only play as Sub-Zero. And
yep.
Yeah, and I was a Sub-Zero guy. Like, I liked it. I liked Sub-Zero. That game was... I mean, I've definitely played worse. I'll put it that way.
Like I said, when they... What was it? 5 years ago? NetherRealms went through like a whole changeover in whatever the system they have right now.
Yeah.
I am awful at fighting games, but I will watch a YouTube video of just seeing all the fatalities just to see. Because that's really all I want to do. I don't need to do the moves.
Same. Like when I was... my favorite was Mortal Kombat 2. I used to play that all the freaking time. And then, you know, new systems come out and I would try and I would fail. I've got Injustice 1 and I think 2. I've played a little bit of them. I suck. I don't... No, oh, yeah. I'm good. But that's same, you know, same engine.
Oh yeah, I'll be the one turning. I'll be the one turning on the one button fatality because fatality. Here's that button. There we go. Cool. I'm awesome.
I can't blame you on that one. Definitely can't blame you there. Oh man,
did you either of you see that documentary based on the book Console Wars? It was on CBS All Access. They put it on there.
Then no.
They have a whole segment just based on the whole Mortal Kombat. How it went to Genesis, and then what happened when it went on to Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. They got rid of the blood. They turned it green. Yeah, and so it completely – they had so many complaints that they leaned in hard to the next one. So yeah. We are going full on murdering people.
Well, and I get it, too, because Nintendo was this family-friendly console. Yep. So, of course, they're gonna, especially in the early 90s, they're going to lean toward the family. Obviously, it was the wrong choice.
Yep, green blood does not work.
Or maybe, honestly, that might have been the right choice because it's still a classic isn't the right word. Everybody remembers it. Everybody, it's still in the zeitgeist. So you think of Mortal Kombat, like, I think of that. Well, I think of the crappy movies too, but I think of that whole like movement, how you had to get on Sega because it showed the blood and the Super Nintendo was like, you can't get it there, but it was still
okay. What here, T?
Yeah. I don't know. It is what it is.
I think my least favorite Zelda is probably Majora's Mask. Because I just didn't like I don't like the concept of rushing against time. I like the whole point of Zelda is me exploring, and I don't like being rushed.
Oh man, I love Majora's Mask. That's why I love the time concept of it all.
Yeah, that I'll go to a game not to get stressed out. That was stressing me out as a kid. That's fair. This isn't fun.
I used to like on the last day, just before I would actually go fight Majora. I would warp to every single temple and free the spirits, and then by the end of the night, I'd be like, all right, cool, now I can totally do it rightly, the correct way, instead of just blowing the flute. But I mean, Ocarina. Sorry, I don't know.
Blow the conchi.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know what my least favorite one is. Two probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if they ever made a trashier game of Zelda, I don't know it. So,
I do. The CDI version.
The what?
There was a Legend of Zelda on the CDI. I can't remember exactly what the. Hold on.
I know those Triforce. Those Triforce, like those ones where little like Zelda turned into different colors. I never played it, but
Four Swords Adventure?
There we go. Yes. There you go.
Those are fun.
Gotcha. Never played it.
I think that was one of the ones that I had gotten for my birthday, because it came out around my birthday. And it was my 21st birthday.
That sounds about right.
And I had a bunch of friends over, and we're like, oh, we're gonna play this, it's gonna be great. Until I realized that to play it on the GameCube, everybody needed to have a Game Boy Advance SD.
Yep.
Or just a Game Boy Advance. Because to play with more than one player, you use your Advance as a controller, which was an awesome concept.
Except for when nobody else
had controllers.
And there's Nintendo again, complicating something that didn't need to be complicated to begin with.
But also being innovative. Like, that's a wonderful concept.
No, the idea, I get it, but it's just like they're again, for crying out loud, they can't even come up with a system that you can actually communicate, like do like true multiplayer on the Switch for. You have to like use your phone and do this and do 20 different things.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Absolutely. But I do love that the Switch is, you know, it's one of those consoles that's literally a Game Boy and a home console. Like, I remember when Breath of the Wild came out originally, I had gotten it. And I was taking that to work and playing it on breaks at work, even though it was only 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I'm playing the full game at work. I couldn't do that with GameCube.
It's fantastic.
It's so much fun.
Well, especially now that they, you know, the whatever, were like their virtual console or their, you know, Super Nintendo, Nintendo. I mean, I really do like that idea, because I think we've seen the, I don't think they're going to be doing any more minis, I think, with that, you know.
Not if they keep going down this route. And I don't know even if they plan on having a new console. Like, Switch, they might upgrade the Switch, but I think Switch might be their final console.
Yeah, they've been so much talk for Switch Pro ever since it came out. I think they have to update it just to be, they're never going to compete with Xbox or PlayStation. I don't think they're trying to.
They don't have to.
They just need to update some of their screen and maybe just bump it up so that way, okay, graphically, you give some of your third-party developers something to kind of go with.
And I'm pretty sure, like, when you have it hooked up to the base, the screen rate drops just a little bit than if you were playing it off the base, if you're handheld. I think I remember hearing that somewhere. I don't notice it too much because I don't really play it with it off the base. It's almost always connected anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I don't think I've ever played mine on the base except for when the boys and I were playing Mario Kart.
I see, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't like about that is with Mario Kart, you have to use the Joy-Cons because there for a good while there, a lot of my, and I've got the first gen Joy-Cons and they keep wanting to drop.
Oh no, that's never been improved.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Like, period. I hate that.
and that's the thing that I am so frustrated with Nintendo. It's like, you know, just quality control with that. Like, you would think by, you know, iteration after iteration of this one console, they've been able to fix it. But I think that's the big thing that people say if whenever that Pro comes out, that they don't fix that, that's really disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that hurts. Actually, it hurts the gameplay. And I haven't been able to play a Mario Party since because it's no point in playing if my controller drops all the time. And I like Mario Party.
See, I'm excited. I know how this conversation got started because I was saying Skyward Sword. I'd never played Skyward Sword because I didn't ever have a Wii U. I had a Wii, but it came out for the Wii U. So
it came out for the Wii.
No, Skyward Sword came out for the Wii.
Okay, maybe it was like Breath of the Wild where it came out for both at the same time, maybe?
I know that Breath of the Wild dropped for the Switch. I don't know. Did it ever come out for the Wii U?
It
came out for the Wii U, but it was, I never bought it because I pre-ordered the Switch, but yeah, it came out for the Wii U as well.
Well,
yeah, regardless,
well, regardless of whether it came out, I think I'd already moved on from the Wii or I sold my Wii because I just wasn't playing as much anymore. Yeah. But I know the, it gets a lot of hate, but I don't know what, I mean, that's the Zelda statue I actually have is this pose from Skyward Sword because I thought it was freaking
statue. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that sword, that's legit. That thing will hurt someone if, but I'm going to pick it up because I am a Zelda fan and B, I want kind of to make my own judgment on it because it's Zelda and I've, outside of never playing two, but always hearing it was terrible. And Majora's, and when I say Majora's Mask is one of my least favorite, it's not a bad game. It's just, no,
it's
I don't
just
like
not when you go
I don't
back
like
to
the mechanic. I just, yeah. I don't like the mechanics of it.
Yeah. You'd go back to, Ocarina of Time or
exactly,
or Link to the Past. Like before you go back to Majora's Mask. Yeah.
Twilight
I get it.
Princess. Yeah.
Yeah. Skyward. I did like Skyward Sword. The one thing I didn't like was the endurance meter. Like you actually had to, and you got a little bit of that in Breath of the Wild. Like that, it was just a not a carryover, but you know, it moved to, you know, it just kept advancing with the games. And Skyward Sword, it's a really good game because you ever follow like the timeline. Apparently, this one takes place thousands of years before everything. I mean, of course, Zelda timeline, so you really can't.
Yeah.
You don't follow that because it goes wherever.
I just gave up trying to figure it because I mean, I've got the Hyrule story, I've got all like the every one of them, but like looking at that, saying, like, started reading it, started saying, "All right, just admit it. You had an idea. You got a little ahead of yourself. You lost control."
Yeah,
they're just cool games.
Well, like, and I know it's a certain timeline up until Ocarina, which everybody loves, and then depending on what happens in Ocarina, that's when it splits into three different like legs. So like if you died as a kid, then you're going down this route. If you survive, or if you die as an adult, you're going down this route. If you win the game, you're going down this route. It's like, and then each of those have different games in there. It whatever. Like that's fine until a new game comes out, and the new game comes out every like 5 years or so, because it always gets delayed.
Yeah, exactly. I say, oh, Breath of the Wild is coming out this year. Sure, Jan. Sure.
Breath of the Wild, I think, is the only one that's been on time since, well, not Ocarina. I think Ocarina was even, maybe Link to the Past? No, maybe, what was the GameCube one? No, wait, hold on. Ocarina was probably Link to the Past. They've always been delayed. And not that that's a bad thing. I'm fine with it. Oh, Wind Waker. Wind Waker was amazing.
Yes.
Oh,
Wind Waker is fantastic.
That's the one a lot of people were complaining when they said Skyward Sword was going to be released. It should have been Wind Waker.
But Wind Waker just got the re-release on the Wii U.
So. But everything's being put on the Switch, so I mean,
true. It will eventually.
That's what they should have done with the Mario's. Like, do that Zelda with a 3-pack of that Skyward Sword, Wind Waker, and I don't know, Ocarina.
I would say Twilight.
Yeah,
Skyward Sword, Wind Waker, Twilight.
Well, I don't know. Ocarina is just that much more fondly thought of than Twilight.
Well, and they're both great games. You could definitely sell them full price.
Put all four of them on there.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's not like
money. It shouldn't be about making money. It should be about making us happy. Right? Well,
yes, exactly.
Not even about making the money. It's not like the games ever go on sale.
That's true.
I just looked at the store the other day, and I think the Mario, whatever Mario game that just came out with the release is still $60. It's like, it's been out for a year, like 2 years. Why? I don't get it.
Because we're dumb enough to pay for it.
We are.
Yep, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I do love it when my wish list, when I say, this game's now gone on sale, you better buy it before. It's like, nah, it's going to be on sale again. this one's going to be on sale.
It's on sale for $5. $5 off, I mean.
But I did pick up, because I had some of those the coins you earn at that point, the Duke Nukem 3D. I said, oh, that's on sale for $3.99. I'm totally picking that up, because it won't cost me a thing.
Oh, nice. On the Switch?
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to check that. I've got Duke Nukem
3D World Tour.
Oh, man. I've got like a Nintendo gift card around here somewhere. I was thinking about using it for the Hyrule Warriors DLC that's coming out next month.
I played the first one. I guess I'm not a Dynasty Warriors kind of person. I thought it was cool playing it, but it was just like, all right, these are too many mechanics for me to figure out. I'm getting older. I don't have the time and energy.
That's fair.
I liked the Dynasty Warrior that I had. I had Dynasty Warriors 2 for PlayStation 2. And that was a lot of fun to play, because it was just a hack and slash, you know, like run around, kill everything.
That's literally what, I mean, that's all the games are, and that's fine. It's a Zelda thing, so I had to get it, I had to buy it, I had to play it.
They suckered me in. They did. I mean, I was tempted. That kept on going in and out of my Amazon cart for a couple of weeks there. It's like, going to do it? No. Well, it's not going to cost you anything until you order. I said, yeah, but then you're going to forget about it. And that's what they want.
I will say this one, Age of Calamity, it takes place like 1,000 years before Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same characters, and it's telling the story
of 100 years.
When did they say? Probably 100 years. I don't know. It takes place before Breath of the Wild, so however long it is. Shut up.
2 days. 2 days before.
Maybe.
And it actually gives, Link just imagined the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and this he wakes up because his uncle's missing, and
I think I saw that video one time. That's fun. I love it.
Just blow everyone's minds at that point. Oh, yeah, this is all just like some kid's fever dream.
There was a comic. I can't remember who it was by, but it has Navi getting ready to wake up Link at the beginning of Ocarina of Time. And then an older, like, grizzled Link comes bursting.
Okay, killed it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bursts into the pass and kills Navi and then just let him sleep and then goes off and kills, I don't know. He, like, disappears somewhere else and attacks something. Oh, it was, I think it was, shit, what's her name? Fee from Skyward Sword.
Oh,
no, yeah. No, it was the owl. That's who it was. It was the owl from Ocarina
the
of
owl,
Time.
That's right.
And like,
would you like me to repeat myself?
Yeah. he throws like a something at him or hits him with an arrow. But like, you like to repeat it? Like, I love it. Fuck that owl, man. That was annoying. And then, like, you're trying to rush through it and you accidentally hit A to repeat and got to do it all over again. Like, gotta hit it.
Or I could just slip my own wrists and call it a day.
Wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Link's Awakening, the remake they did on the Switch. That was a nice time revisiting that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever play the Minish Cap on the Game Boy? I think it was on the Game Boy. You play any of the Game Boy games?
Oh yeah, yeah. I played it. That one I didn't.
Okay.
If I did, I don't remember if I did.
It was interesting. Like it's different. Yeah, it's definitely different. I know. I liked Ocarina of, or no, I'm sorry, Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages.
Okay.
I think because those were two that were, you know, linked. Like you could transfer stuff over, which was cool. What was the one that came out after Wind Waker on the DS?
Link Between Worlds.
No, it was same art style as Wind Waker.
You're thinking of Spirit Tracks.
Yes. Well, no, before that.
No.
Spirit Tracks as well.
Chain of Hourglass.
Yes. Yes. And then Zelda is a knight. That was cool. No, wait, that was Spirit Tracks.
Yeah, the other Phantom Hourglass.
Like I think she's sailing around.
Petra, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's all fun. I don't know, just the style with Wind Waker. Like I remember seeing a trailer for what was going to be the new GameCube game, basically Twilight Princess, and like thinking, oh, this is amazing. And then like, I think a year later we get Wind Waker, and everybody was just like, what in the hell is this? Dude, I played that game day it came out. It was so fucking good. So good. It's also 20 years old, which makes me feel old.
Oh, yeah? And how old's the original Zelda?
Yeah, but that's different. Like, that's different.
That came out the year after I was born. Come on, man.
See, it's different. I found both cartridges. One original and Zelda 2 at a flea market for like $25 a piece. I'm like, hell,
that's
yeah,
good deal.
Yeah,
I tried to talk him down.
I remember that.
Yeah, you were with me
because it was when we were up at Shipshawana.
Yep.
Yeah, and, that was awesome.
I got those two, and I got the Goosebumps board game.
Yep, I remember that. Good time. Awesome.
Yeah, I tried to talk him down to like $20 a piece, and the guy's like, well, I'm not really running this thing. I'm like, I figured, just had to ask though.
Not really
and
running this.
Like, that's okay. It's not really my money, so I mean,
that's fine. I'll just take it right now, right?
Oh, man. Hey, you can give it to me for free if you're not running it. I mean, who's gonna know? You're not running it.
I like you thinking.
That's a better figure than what I did. I just paid the $50 and just left.
Sucker.
Worth it though.
Joe's just like, okay.
Oh man. No, yeah, but I do want to, at some point in my life before maybe the next game comes out, I do want to go through and just play them start to finish for each game.
Oh my gosh, that's
a lot of games.
I've done this before.
That would still be pretty badass though.
I really would. I'd be very impressed just because it's just like, you may know all the stuff, but gosh darn it, that's got to be at least a couple of months.
It depends. It depends how quickly because what was it? When the Link Between Worlds came out, when it came out the first time, I took off of work to play it. Like, I got it at midnight.
Well, like any person would.
Like, you have to. Yeah. Well, before. I'm not gonna do it anymore. My personal days are sparing nowadays.
We don't have enough personal days and time off to actually do that anymore.
Exactly. But like, I think I beat that game start to finish, not getting everything, but just beating it to, I can't finishing remember the boss. Line. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In like 9 hours.
Wow.
And I did it I got it, went home, went to bed for a little bit, woke up. Did I? Or did I start playing it almost?
I would assume that you woke up at some point in time, yeah.
Well, no, like I can't remember if I went to bed and woke up and played it, or if I started playing it, got to like 9 o'clock in the morning, realized I was getting close to finishing it, and just went to bed for a few hours and then finished. I don't remember. Either way, it only took me like 9 hours. It was quick.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's a handheld game, so I wasn't expecting too much out of it.
I do hope with Breath of Wild 2, whatever they're going to call it, we bring back actual dungeons.
I mean,
I like the shrines, but I think there can be a healthy mix.
You're not wrong.
It would have been nice to have something where you actually had to work your way through it, you know, solve puzzles and then.
But I mean, that's the shrines were the puzzles. Like,
you but they were like mini. It wasn't like a full sized, dungeon where like you do something on floor, three, and it affects things on floor one, or
the fucking water temple.
You know, you get this special weapon so you can beat the boss.
Yeah, well, and that's what I liked about. No, not Skyward Sword. That was Link Between Worlds. You could literally go to any level and fight any dungeon. You just have to go to the one shop to buy that item versus finding it in a dungeon, but you're still getting the item to then fight that dungeon and beat that boss.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You find out that the fucking merchant's just your shadow person self, little bastard.
Yeah. Little jerk.
But I am coming to a point in my life, and I didn't, and I can't believe I'm saying this. Is like, I am being so choosy with games. I've taken the longest break I have from playing video games just to do reading. That's and fair. I'm really enjoying it. And a game's really got to get my attention now to really do it. Like, I have Cyberpunk and I enjoyed it, and I still haven't finished it yet. I'm maybe halfway through that game, and nothing's drawing me back into it yet.
Ugh.
Hey guys, I will be right back.
Oh, you good? Not like we can tell anyway.
Yeah.
See, I heard nothing good about Cyberpunk.
I mean,
just because the bugs.
Yeah, the bugs at that point, but it's just like, it's just time, and you and I share the common love of backlog upon backlog at that point, but I'm really enjoying the time I've gotten to reading, and it's been, I mean, I'm still going to take years to get through my backlog if I ever get through it.
Yeah. Dude. I remember at the beginning of the year, I was like, all right, I'm going to read a trade a day. And
I tried that.
I did that for like the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I got through a lot of good trades. And then, but that was also, that was my free time from the podcast, like what I had to read for the podcast. Yeah.
Well, that's like Brent had asked, that said to me, how do you get reading on your free time? Like, you do so much with World's Finest and doing the prep work for it. I said, what I've figured out to do is, I'll book guests a month out. Mm-hmm. And so once I know they're doing it, I don't read. Like, I'm like, when is this dropping? What?
Tomorrow, probably.
Oh, tomorrow? Okay. Yeah. So, like, you and I've got Lock and Key next week.
Yep.
So I'll read that closer to air just to keep it fresh in my mind. But
same. Because but then right after that, we've got Man of Steel.
Yep, exactly. So I will, once I book everything, I will do the research that week. I'll do all the background, find all the stuff, and that'll take a day or two just depending on how, like, some stuff I think was going to be incredibly easy. Like, there's one time and then it doesn't exist. Like, interviews just didn't exist. I think I've only had trouble with one or two books. I've gotten really lucky, and then one I'm doing research on that, Dave from DC on Screen selected. I thought, oh my gosh, this is gonna be really tough to find one. I found an amazing interview for it, and I didn't. Yeah, and so I'll get that done ahead of time. So that's the hardest part of my show, is getting all that research done. But I do that a month ahead of time, so I've got time to read.
Perfect.
You know, because it used to be like, oh, I'll do it the week before. No, because then I've got to do that. Got to do the reading at that point. So now I've made it work for me.
Yeah. And I mean, again, your research is top notch. Just have to say that.
Thank you.
It really is. Like,
I wasn't fishing for a compliment, but I
know you are, but like you just passed your 50th episode not too long ago. Like,
yeah,
what you do for the show. I know when we've talked, you've talked about this, when I first contacted you, you were worried that because our shows were similar, that
I was gonna
yell at you. No, like our shows are similar because we talk about story arcs. Mm-hmm. Yours, and I'll say it, yours is better because you deep dive into the stuff behind it and why it came to be. Whereas Ron and I, we just read the books and we just comment on them. Your show is head over heels better. And well, it's an amazing show.
Well, I thank you first. Thank you. I want to say, but yours and my show are like different in the sense where yours is about like kind of looking and talking about like what you're reading at that. But we do that, but
yeah, not as much.
We add that other component to it. But I mean, through your show, I mean, I finally am reading like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Black and White. Like, you got me to do that because I've always wanted to. And I said, you know what? Let me just deep dive into it and jump in. Like, same. So many different books at that point. So we both help each other out in that sense, figuring out different books.
And that's the big thing for me. Like, I've told Ron this numerous times. Like, the whole point of my whole reason for making this podcast was to read old Marvel books. Mm-hmm. Because I've always wanted to – I was never into Marvel, really. I've always wanted to see what everybody's interest was and why it is the way it is. And I'm like, okay, we'll just do it this way. We'll read that. We'll cover it. We'll do whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gone from there. Like, it's grown a little bit. Like, it's supposed to. It's supposed to expand. You're supposed to do, mm-hmm. you know, do all these things. And it's gone from reading it and to enjoy it to reading it and then nitpicking about the littlest, dumbest things.
Well, I tell people all the time, I said, when they say, you're real, I'm one of the biggest X-Men fans you can ever believe. You know, I love X-Men. Mm-hmm. But when people are trying to get, what should I read? Should I go back to the beginning? And say, I would not go back to the beginning. And they said, why? I say, you can read it, but there's a reason that book was canceled.
Yeah.
There was a real reason why that book was canceled.
Oh, and we found out.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it established it for the characters, but again, it was canceled for a reason. Mm-hmm. And when Claremont got it, he was very, very new. And so they didn't find he jumped ahead of everyone to get put on this book. But they also said, well, it's not going to be a huge risk because we're just relaunching this book. It got canceled before. What harm is he going to do if it doesn't succeed? Oh, new guy wasn't ready yet, you know? And look what he did. People always think that Stan Lee wrote the X-Men to talk about, like, it was an allegory to the civil rights movement. No, that was Claremont. That was not Stan Lee.
Yeah, Claremont's the one who. Stan Lee did the early stuff.
Claremont's responsible for that. Like, he leaned in hard to that. So if everyone thinks that, said Claremont deserves that credit.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, and it's worth every single credit too.
Oh yeah, no, it's not taken away from Lee. Lee created the whole thing, but it was just like I say. You can read it, but I would really don't go too far. Don't go too deep into those early issues. First 10, first maybe 15, and then that point jump to Claremont.
We just finished up. A little bit ago, finished up the basically that first bundle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, I mean, that was the 60s. So or almost 70s. We won't get to Claremont for some time because I mean, there was.
Yeah,
it got canceled. So we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, eventually you'll get there. It's kind of like when we did Daredevil. You know, that was fun.
Yeah. Whew, oh boy, we got some more. With speaking of Daredevil, that's going to be on the list. And I got 5 minutes left of recording, so gotcha. We'll wrap this up real quick.
Yep.
But on the Daredevil, we're getting to a point where Daredevil and Iron Man crossover. So I'm trying to work that into where we can do Iron Man, Daredevil, and then the three crossover issues. That'll be interesting to get to. But
you know what I've recently found and I've loved and I've always wanted to read it, but I found an amazing deal on the Absolute, so I just couldn't walk away from Preacher.
I've read the first trade, maybe the second, first two. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, and the absolutes next to Kingdom Come are some of the best absolutes editions DC's ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And there goes Ron. He's, I think, Charity's there, and he's got to fix up his car. So he did say, he says goodbye. Yeah. Speaking of which,
he's not rude, so at all. He's good. I'm glad. Hey, I did actually see him on camera so
for a hot second. Yep. But yeah, we're gonna wrap this up real quick. Chris, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on the socials and everything you do.
Yep. You can find me on Twitter at Chris Balga. My show is World's Finest True Believers. You can follow that on Twitter at Finest Believers, and Marvel Alliance is at Marvel A Podcast. All of them on the Geekledom Alliance Network feed. So all right, check us out.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming on here.
This was great. No problem.